Hawthorne High was my third school. I can't say I liked it any better than the others. It made me nervous, but I did like the sense of freedom and independence that came along with going to high school, where you're treated a little more like an adult. My parents made it pretty clear that they wanted me to be an achiever. And if they hadn't pushed me in this way, I think I might have just wandered off into dreamland. I was still trying to discover who I was, but I knew even then that I wanted to be some kind of artist or bohemian. My mother used to make fun of artists. She would put on a waspy accent, make one wrist go limp, and exclaim, "Oh, you are such an artiste." That made me even more nervous and annoyed. And there's nothing worse than an angry and pissed off teenager. Now, my life was not awful. It was blessed. My parents heaped so much love on me. But I felt like I had a split personality, with half of the split missing, submerged, unexpressed, unreachable, and hidden. I didn't make trouble at school, and my grades, although not straight A's, were good. I actually liked the classes where we were given literature to read, and I got good at geometry because it was like figuring out a puzzle. One of the first things I noticed about high school was how much more grown up the girls were, particularly their clothes. I immediately became extremely conscious of my clothes, which were either too dull, too constricting, or both. My mother dressed me like a little preppy girl, clean-cut American, with clunky shoes. What I wanted to wear was tight black pants and a big loose shirt, or a back-to-front sweater like the Beatniks, or something tough-looking and ballsy, or at least something jazzier with bright colors or a fringe. But when my mom took me shopping, she would go straight for a white blouse with a round collar and a navy blue skirt. Basically, when it came to clothing choices, my mother and I were poles apart.